You've educated my listeners here, Shams Charania, on how there was a 2-week exclusive negotiating window that the Knicks had at their disposal this summer in order to get Giannis. One would believe that that happened because that's the one place Giannis wanted to go. They weren't able to get a deal done. So now that the Milwaukee Bucks is listening, does that mean that Giannis has left it wide open to going pretty much anywhere to just a few teams? Or is it really the Knicks that's in the leadership position if they could somehow, some way, get other teams involved and manufacture a deal that the Milwaukee Bucks can stomach?
So there's two sides of this, Stephen A. The one side of it is the Knicks will definitely be among the interested teams here, Stephen A. So that should make your heart happy. But the other thing that I have for you that won't make your heart happy is if a trade were to happen, he has a level of control over this, right? Because next season is essentially an expiring year on his contract. He's going to be extension eligible. No team is giving up in a trade the types of players and assets that it'll take for a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo without knowing if this guy wants to be with you long-term or where he stands on you long-term. And so that's where, in the offseason, it was so beneficial to the Knicks. They knew he wanted to be there. It was made abundantly clear to every party involved. But now he has this level of control, and the list of teams, if the Bucks were to try to move him or get seriously engaged with the team, that list goes well beyond the Knicks. His preferred destinations list, whether you want to say, it could be 3, it could be 5, but it's more than one, and it's well beyond the Knicks. And so that is something that is different than the offseason, that is different than what the Milwaukee Bucks are having now. So if you're the Bucks right now, you have a player in Giannis who might have a preferred destinations list of could be two teams, three teams, 4 teams, 5 teams. In the offseason, how does it get when he's essentially an expiring contract?